God bless everybody all out there in the world. I tell you, this is Bishop Aaron Perkins. Welcome to the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world on the Syndicated Stations Network. I tell you, this has been a beautiful day for me to share with you. And I have a special guest as a treat with me today, one of my very favorite pastors that's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, by the name of Pastor Fred Boswell. Pastor, are you there?
I am. Good evening. Greetings.
Yes, God bless you. Welcome to the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world on this syndicated radio station. God love you. I love you. Make sure you reach out and love somebody else. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you on the Aaron Perkins Show. Hey, Pastor, tell me, I know God is always good to us. Amen.
Amen.
I know. How long have God have been walking with you in this ministry?
Amen. I am Fred A. Boswell of the Free and Blessed Ministries Church family. We're located in Milwaukee at 6737 North Titonia, as well as our East Side campus at 2976 North First Street. And we just celebrated our 14th year church anniversary, so we are embarking upon our 15th year of ministry.
Amen, amen. And you know, we're going to make sure a lot of people come through and stuff like that. And y'all make sure y'all tune in or call in or walk in and visit Pastor Fred Boswell. Yes, but meanwhile, we know that we got a lot more that we're going to be talking about with Pastor Fred Boswell today at that point in time. But we just want to let him know we're looking forward to seeing you in the future. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to do a lot. Broadcast with you where it's going to be, people can see you all over the world and hear you at the same time. Yes, Lord, we're going to do it right here on the Aaron Perkins Radio Show. But meanwhile, we got a cut by your very own Bishop Aaron Perkins called "He Gave His Life for Us." Make sure you tune in with your friend.
Let me tell you about a man that you should know. This is Bishop Aaron Perkins again. And I have to tell the world about a man named Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Let me tell you about John 3:16. How he died for us. You know what he did?
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross. He gave his life for us. To be free.
He gave the whole world a chance to be set free, yeah, from the chains that had us bound from sin, captivity.
Set us free.
Set us free.
He gave his life.
Yes, he died for our sins on Calvary.
He gave his life.
He gave his only begotten son that we may have.
Yes, he gave his life for us. Your very own Bishop Aaron Perkins all over the world on the syndicated station. I tell you, God love you. I love you. Make sure you reach out and tell somebody he gave his life for us. And his name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, I tell you, he's an awesome man like never before. He can change your life. If you feel like you're stuck, you just say, Jesus, help me. I need to get off this stuck ground I'm on. I need to be delivered. I need to change my life. I need to be set free. Woo! Like Pastor Fred Boswell said, free, free, free. And you know what? Once he sets you free, all you can do is be as happy as ever. Happy as ever. And again, that was Bishop Aaron Perkins. He gave his life for us. And still, we have the pastor, Fred Boswell from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Boswell, are you there?
I am, Bishop. I am.
God bless you, my brother. We appreciate you being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world. And we appreciate what you're doing in the ministry. How have God made an impact in your life today? What is he doing with you to reach out and bless other lives?
Amen. In addition to working in the lives of others, a part of our ministry, we focus on those who are struggling with addictions, those that's getting out of prisons. We deal with the family as a unit, all stemming from alcohol and drugs perspective. Myself, I am a recovering person. I've been delivered from drugs and alcohol for 27 years, and God blessed me. The one thing that I try to do is give back and help those who may be underserved or may otherwise go overlooked as a result of what God has done for me and my family.
Amen, amen. And we appreciate people like you, Pastor Boswell, because if it had not been God working through people like you in your heart, amen, we would not have a lot of people free and set free and delivered from drugs or from alcohol or even from a lot of things that's going on in their lives, a lot of strongholds. But we just thank God for you, and you keep doing what you're doing because God loves you. And God is going to continue to bless you, strengthen you, guide you, and protect you, and continue to make you even more successful than ever.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we got another song that's off the Bishop Aaron Perkins Holy Grail 2 CD called Lord, I Need You Now. And I'm telling you, when you know you down and out, don't just wait to the end, but let the Lord know at all times, Lord, I need you now. So we're going to get ready to put on that song for you. And this his song, I tell you, it reminds me daily that the God, when he say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, he keep it real. Are you keeping it real with God? If you are, call on him right now and say, Lord, I need you now. Let's hear it.
Oh, Lord, please hear me, Lord. All my life I've been tossing, turning, trying to find my way. I've been crying from so much pain, and there is no one to save me. So I just call. I know that you can be
Yes, Lord, I need you now. Woo! By your very own Bishop Aaron Perkins, I tell you, God, you really did something to me so marvelous that just been a blessing in my life to be able to sing these songs and deliver them unto the world. And I thank God, and I hope it reach out and touch somebody's life, you know, that it wake somebody up who been walking around like the living dead. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need you now, and he will change your life. He will come into your life. He will make an impact. He will cause a supernova, changing you from what was dust to me, from nothing to something. He will cause that to happen in your life and bless you. Every step you make will be a blessing. That's right. He will be there for you. Your Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. He will be there for you. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need you now. Ooh, and he will step in the midst and help you out and unchain you from whatever it is that's binding you. He will chop it off. He'll free you like he did with Peter. Amen. And more. He freed Jonah too out of the well of the belly, right? He'll free you too. Amen. 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 That's right. This is the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world, and with my guest, Pastor Fred Boswell. We have him here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's right, with Free and Blessed Ministry. Yes, ooh, let him tell it to you, because, you know, it's just an honor to have such a great man to be on here to share some things with the world. Pastor Fred Boswell, you there, my brother?
I am.
Thank you once again for being on the Aaron Perkins Show. We can't wait to have the beautiful visual, what we have you live on TV broadcast with us on radio/TV coming up soon. So this is going to be a treat for you all, and you can see and learn more about what God has Pastor Fred Boswell doing. Can you reiterate some things that God is doing in your life right now to touch other people's lives?
Amen. We're coming from our church mission and vision. Our church motto is a church family where everybody is somebody and nobody is just in anybody. And throughout the ministry, we put emphasis on whatever God has worked for you to do, whatever he has assigned your hands to. We are free
to be free, and we are free to exercise our gifts and talents. No big eyes and little U's. Amen. In part, when I founded Free and Blessed Ministries, I looked through my years of being raised in church and some of the hurts and injustices that I saw occur as a child, and all through my life being in church, I said I would make sure that when I formed a ministry, that it would be all-inclusive. So our motto is a church family where everybody is somebody and nobody is just an anybody, and we practice those principles to make sure that whatever God has placed in your heart, being that it's pictorially sound, you get an opportunity to exercise those gifts. So again, we're located at 6737 North Titonia, across from the Police Academy, and then we have our East Side campus at 2976 North First, where Bishop Perkins is assisting myself with repairs and making sure that when we open these doors, that it's a nice, beautiful place and a warm atmosphere alike. Amen.
Amen and amen again. And that's from Pastor Fred Boswell, right here in the very spot of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And thank you again, Pastor. We look forward to bringing you back on soon, visually as well. And we're going to really have from top to bottom conversation where we can really just allow people to see how God is really working personally in your life and through other people's lives and stuff. We're going to pull together some things, and we're going to bring it to the platform for the world to fall in love with and get to know. So whenever somebody comes through, especially Milwaukee, they have an opportunity to come visit your church, receive some of your preaching and teaching, and be a part of your ministry or supportive to the ministry as well, and just fellowshipping, you know. And that's a beautiful thing. So we thank you again for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world. We're going to get ready to go to another song off the Aaron Perkins, Bishop Aaron Perkins CD. I believe the song that I want to hear myself from my own request is Miracle. Miracle is a song that really touched my life. All of them touched my life. But I just thank God because it allowed me to be award nominated. Oh, thank God. That's right. I was award nominated for this album, and I was so honored that they offered me the opportunity to come sing for the awards and everything, you know. So I just thank God for what he's done for me through this album. See how God can use you even with your talents, your gifts. He said, your gifts will make room for you. That's right. Well, I tell you, y'all ain't seen that yet, but I'm going to go to the song Miracle and let you see for yourself, and hopefully this nourish your life. Miracle. Let's hear it.
Praise the Lord. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. How about you? You know, oftentimes we got a question to the Lord that always comes to our heart and our mind. Lord, I need a miracle. And often God gives us a miracle, and sometimes we're too blind to see it. You know why? Because some of us are like Jonah. We become Jonahites. Yes, we become people that when the Lord says, hey, I got a mission for you to carry out, son, daughter, but then study being obedient to that calling, we turn the other way, like Jonah did. Jonah was sent to go do a mission, carry it out for God. Instead, he did what he wanted to do, and he thought God was going to bless him. No. But when he got to the belly of the whale, like we do, we get into the midst of our problems, and then we find out, oh Lord, let me out of this problem. I am so sorry. I'm in the belly of the whale. I am on lockdown. I'm crying, and I know that deep inside, Lord, I need a miracle, and I'm crying. Lord, I'm crying out to you. Please help me.
Doing this album and completing it as quick as I did. I done this album really in one day, literally. And the next day was mix and master. So I'm just thanking God for the miracle to be able to have that out. And just to see that it even got nominated at the awards was an awesome thing. And now, as much as I've got a call from YouTube and other people, but YouTube called me and told me that this is one of the outstanding albums that they promote mostly, more than any other album. I don't understand. All I know is just I thank God for the miracle. And that's all I can say. And I'm grateful and honored because a lot of people can say that. And I just thank God for it. But I know God shows up and shows up, and he blesses you in his way because I'm just grateful. But meanwhile, I think Pastor Boswell, yes, Mr. Pastor Fred Boswell, who's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pastor Boswell?
Yes.
Once again, we thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world. Yes, on syndicated network stations. And I tell you, I just got to ask you before we wrap it up with you, is there anybody in your heart that you would like to give a shout out to right now?
Hey, man, there's my lovely wife. We just celebrated 39 years of marriage on November the 5th. Amen. So I thank God for her and my family. Then there's the Free and Blessed Church family. Amen. Our ministry family. Amen. You know, God wants us to sometimes we just hang out with the natural family, but God's spiritual family is important. Amen. And I thank God for the Free and Blessed Ministry Church family. Kudos to them. And I look forward to working with Bishop Perkins more and being on his syndicated show, and we're seeing what God would have us to do. So I thank God for you, Bishop, for allowing me to be on the air with you today, and I look forward to the future.
Yes, thank you, my brother. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much, and it's an honor, it's a pleasure, and this is God's business, and we're going to continue to do God's business and God's will in his way, and we just thank you, Pastor Fred, for being on here, and God bless you in your ministry and all that you're doing and all that you continue to do, and I'm going to be there to continue to share the love and put in the energy and help on doing what needs to be done. And meanwhile, we're going to get ready to go to any other song right now to just have one or two songs play for you. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get ready to wrap this up in a few minutes. But meanwhile, we thank all you listeners all over the world, all over the syndicated network stations. We want to thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins Show. And again, thank my special guest, the treat, Pastor Fred Boswell. And we just want to thank everybody. I want to thank Apostle Moten from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Bishop Rashid L., yeah, that's right. And his first lady, that's right, Pastor Beautiful. And I want to thank even my brothers, all of my brothers from the men's group. Yes, and we even have one of my partners, Gennady. That's right, Albertini, who's present with us from the group. And we just got so much that we're going to do next week. We're going to be bringing you forth a whole lot and a whole lot more. I want to say shout to Gerald Austin, the famous singer of the hit group, the Manhattans, who will be coming also as a special guest on the Aaron Perkins Show, and many more top 10 recording artists that will be soon coming. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned so you can see what God is doing in their lives and how he's making an impact through them. See, a lot of time people forget to honor God, but God watches over all of us, who keeps us here, who sustains us. That's right. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he keeps his arms around us. That's right. That's how we are able to sustain.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord, for all that you continue to do. Meanwhile, we're going to get ready to go to some music right about now. Two songs, and I will be right back with Bishop Aaron Perkins on the Aaron Perkins Show.
Right.
His name is Jesus, and he died for me. He paid a price for all humanity. He was the sacrifice for you and me.
Perkins, and I tell you, you know what? I got so many requests for the song "He Gave His Life for Us," and I'm gonna have to bring that up. I'm gonna have to bring that up in the next minute or so, because I got another guest coming on within the next minute or so too, and him and his organization, they are at church, and they want to hear "He Gave His Life for Us," and they are waiting, and they are listening, and they are excited. They are just got me motivated and happy. I'm glad, and I'm grateful, and thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing it, and it's just a blessing to be a blessing. Yes, and I'm just grateful to be a part of being able to be a blessing to somebody else as well as myself, because that's important. We all need to learn how to bless each other with our gifts. You know, some of us may draw some beautiful pictures, bless somebody, draw somebody you know, make them happy if they've been sad or going through some changes that they feel maybe discouraged about. help encourage them. Yes, keep help. The most important thing is helping each other, keep each other head up, and help each other stay happy and joyful and rejoice in the Lord. Woo, and be exceedingly glad. You know, a lot of us go through a lot of trials and tribulations, and I've been through a lot of losses myself. You know, I mean, just to give an example, when I lost my mother, I had three sisters go right back to back, one week apart. And it was a rough one for me. And then right behind them, then my oldest brother passed. And it gets worse, you know, as far as that. But I just thank God for the living. I thank God for being alive, and thank God for the point of him allowing us to be able to be on earth to live, and to give him all the praise, honor, and the glory. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Woo-wee. So I'm going to play the song, "He Gave His Life for Us," because I got too many people's waiting. So I'm just going to say, let's play "He Gave His Life for Us" right now.
Let me tell you about a man that you should know. This is Bishop Aaron Perkins again. I'm out to tell the world about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you about John 3:16. How he died for us. You know what he did?
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross. He gave his life for us to be free.
He gave the whole world a chance to be set free, yeah, from the chains that had us bound, from sin, captivity.
He gave his only begotten son that we may have.
This is your very own Bishop Aaron Perkins.
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross.
Yes, he gave his life for us. Yes, as he says in John 3:16. Right, Bishop Rashid L.
Amen. God be the glory.
Yes, we have Bishop Rashid L. right here with us on the Aaron Perkins Show, right here with the Bishop Aaron Perkins. And I tell you, we just thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world on the syndicated network stations right here. God bless you. How are you, man of God?
Oh, I'll be upright. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, man of God.
Amen. You know, God has been impacting so many lives, man. I mean, there's some things that are going on. There's a lot of people who are hurt today, and they just seem to wonder, what can they do in a dark time, in a dark moment of their life? I believe that when they listen to what Bishop Rashid L. has to encourage, this is the time you need to tune in and listen. Bishop Rashid L., what would you say to a person who really, really know they're down and out, they're at a dark moment in their life, and there's only one man they need to really be turning to? And just let us know. Bring it to us, my brother.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
First, well, number one, God loves us. And we have to learn to love ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
We have to ask God to teach us how to love him. Except God draw you, you can't come no way. Amen. For those, all those who struggling and trying to come back, you need to examine yourself and find out what's happened in your life that's stopping you from serving God. God is the answer. He sent his word and it healed them and delivered us from our destruction. We just got to love. Love never fails. Love is kind. Love is not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil. And my favorite one, love never fails.
Hey.
You gotta get love in your heart for the Lord and that God bless you. You got to read that word. You got to study that word. You got to get it on the fleshly tables of your heart. So that Isaiah 59:19 said, when the enemy come at you like a flood, the spirit of the Lord, which is the word of God, going to lift up a standard against whatever's coming at you. It's like when the enemy came at Jesus, he said, what is written? It is written. Man should not live by bread alone. It is written. So we got to have some word inside of us to tell that enemy it's written. It's written already. You can't touch this. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That is Bishop Rashid L. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's right, on Burla. Can you tell everybody the name in your ministry?
Yeah, Overcomers Temple 1, 401 East Burla Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53212. Cash App, Pastor L. Rashid. If you'd like to send a donation, amen.
Amen. And also, I would like to know, would you like to give out a love shot to some people that would like to very well appreciate your love shot?
Yeah, to the people, men and women of God, stay strong, stay focused. But there's an enemy out here trying to derail us. We can't get derailed. We got to stay on track. So stay encouraged.
Yes. And what about a love shout out to Apostle Moten?
Yes, to my Apostle E.L. Moten, Prophetess Moten, to all the bishops and AWA, Pentecostal Church of God, to all the men and women of God all over the world. And I can thank Pastor Beautiful, my children, everybody, for giving me a second chance to get my life right with God.
Amen. Amen. Once again, that is Bishop Rashid L. And we thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world on syndicated radio stations. And we are about to play another song. Oh, my God, that he gave his life just lit my spirit up with so much joy and excitement. I tell you, ooh, thank you, Lord, for that song. It just do something to me when I hear it. And I hope that it reach out and minister to all the lives that are tuned in, that are listening, that are all over the globe. every corner of the earth. And I tell you, I hope that it touched your life and that you know, when you get to know Jesus, then you know that you know your life is on track. That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to go to another song. And then after this song, we're going to get ready to wrap it up and close it up for this evening. And we just thank all you listeners. We love you all. God love you. I love you. Make sure you reach out and love somebody else. Amen. Amen. Let's hear another beautiful song in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You know, all my life I've been hard-headed. Crashing into the walls, bungee jumping, unable to understand my rights from my wrongs. But you know, there was somebody that spit a word to me and told me that if I just hold my head up to the sky, to the clouds, up high from which all my prizes come from, I can get somewhere. And you know, I've experienced the understanding, because I know now.
I was down and out all along. Life had me open beneath. Then my tears rolled down my eyes, symbolized I wasn't free. A prisoner in mine eyes, trapped up in my lies of a weary soul. The devil's a lie he's real. I'll never let him take my wheel. He's out to hurt. But now I recognize, oh, I see the light, yeah. It came into my life, changing all my wrongs to light. Jesus,
He will never let you down. He'll keep your life on solid ground.
Rashid L for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world. We're going to bring you back again. Right now, we're going to get ready to get off the air because we ran out of time. And we just thank everybody that was tuning in under the iHeart Foundation right here on BBS Radio TV. And we want to just thank you. God love you. I love you. Make sure you reach out and love somebody else. Well, we're going to wrap it up, and this is Bishop Aaron Perkins on The Aaron Perkins Show. We thank you, Bishop Rashid L. We thank you for being on The Aaron Perkins Show.
Thank you for having me.
And God bless you, and God bless the family, and God bless the ministry, in Jesus' precious name. Right now, we're going to get ready to call it a night. God love you, I love you. Reach out and love somebody else. In Jesus' precious name, we are out of here. Amen.
Amen.
just gotta believe when in